I have quite a few things to share with you this evening. I would like first of all to read a passage, a scripture from Mark chapter 6, and that's on page 1200 on my Bible, starting with verse 45, and it says so, and immediately he compelled his disciples to go on board ship and go on before to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the crowds away. And having dismissed them, he departed into the mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone upon the land. And seeing them laboring in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them, about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and would have passed by them. But they, seeing him walking on the sea, thought that it was an appearance, and cried out, for all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he spoke with them, and says to them, "Be of good courage, it is I. Be not afraid." And he went up into them into the ship, and the wind fell. I read a little bit longer than I purposed to myself, but I wanted just to bring back what you already know. The picture when Lord Jesus Christ, he was with the crowds, and he was helped by his disciples, and in the end, in the evening, Lord Jesus Christ told them, "You just go on the other side. I will come up. I will hold a little bit the crowd a little bit around me, and then I will dismiss them. But you go first on the other side." Well, this might be the next subject for next preaching, when I will come back. Let's go on the other side, because we all go on the other side. While Lord Jesus Christ was dismissing the crowd, the night came, because he is taking time for each and everyone to go and speak with them. And then he had a time for himself. And he went in the mountain to pray, as he was doing pretty much every single time, to be with the Father. Once he finished his fellowship with the Father, he wanted to go where he sent his disciples. It was the fourth hour. I don't know exactly the fourth hour in a Jewish timetable. It might be about 12 or maybe even 1 o'clock in the night. Imagine that there was Peter. Yes? And all the other disciples. Peter and James and some of the disciples, they were very good sailors, because they used to fish on the sea so many times. They were used with the waves, they were used with the water, they were used with the boats and everything like this. So it shouldn't be a big problem for them when the storm came. But Lord Jesus Christ, he was just walking on the sea, trying to pass by. You notice that it is described in the scriptures. He didn't want to disturb them. This tells me something, and from here comes my preaching. People are in a big trouble. People might be in a big mess. Not everyone will recognize this. Not everyone will show this. But each and everyone has its own problem. And everyone struggles with something. And Lord Jesus Christ don't want to let you alone over there. He's just passing by. Did you notice him? Did you saw him when he tried to pass by? You know what? Call Lord Jesus Christ in your problems. Call Lord Jesus Christ in your adversity. Whenever you have problem, whenever you have situation that you cannot face, things that you cannot manage, just call upon Him. He is there. He is passing by. Every time when you have a problem, every exam in this life that you have, He is passing by. He don't want to let you alone. But He is so gentle that He doesn't force you. He don't want to jump in your boat. Remember in Revelation chapter 2 verse, I think it is verse 20, He says, "Behold, I stand by the door and knock." Yeah? "If anyone will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and I will dine with him." Did you hear him knocking? Did you hear him knocking in your heart? You might not hear him because you are in trouble. You are in a big situation. The wave were so big, and being night, sometimes most of the problem are coming in the night. And Lord Jesus Christ, He is not sleeping. He is not closing His eyes. He wants to come by. He wants to come to you and visit you in your trouble. Will you call Him in your boat? He just wants to make Him notice. You see, it says here, "By they seeing Him walking on the sea, thought it was an apparition." Whoa! In another part it says, "They thought it is a ghost." Being people of the sea, being people that they were used with boats and water, they might heard lots of stories about ghosts of the sea and beasts of the sea and things like that, and they thought it might be one of them. Don't think like that. Lord Jesus Christ wants to come in your boat. Will you allow Him to come in your boat? You see, sometimes, or maybe many times, I might say, or maybe every time, we might say, "Oh God, I have this pain. Please take the pain away from me." Isn't it? "I'm in this trouble. I'm in this situation. Please take me out from here." And we pray one for another. "Please, God, help him to get out from this tribulation, from this problem, from this mess." Most of the time, we are asking God, "God, take me out from here. I can't bear anymore." But why don't you? Well, you think God can do that, isn't it? He opened the eye of the blind. He made the mute people to speak. He made the limp people to walk and jump. He can take you out of your mess. But what a big miracle to be that. We have in the scripture so many stories, so many situations when you might be disappointed because He might not take you out from that problem. Not on your schedule, timetable. Because He has His time, we have our time. You remember Lord Jesus Christ told to His own brother, "Don't you come with us to this feast, to Jerusalem, because you know, they might know you much better." Lord Jesus said, "You go. My time didn't come yet." He was working on the schedule of the Father. He has His timetable. We have our timetable. You might be disappointed when you still have problems, when you still have situation. If you are in the hospital, like our dear brother David was, why don't we call God? Don't do anything. Just come in the hospital. Be with me when I take the treatment. Be with me on the bed of the hospital. I like you to be with me. wouldn't be that much wonderful and big a miracle to stay there, to bear the pain, and to see Him solving your situation within the situation. Just think about the, we spoke a little bit earlier to the Bible study about the three lads that they were in captivity in Babylon, taken from their homeland far away and in another kind of environment, another culture, another religion, another things that they lived, another food, if you want. They didn't eat the food that the people from Babylon they were eating. They had lots of problems over there. And on top of that, one of the king, he built a huge image, and he said, every nation which is in my empire shall come when the guitar and when the trumpet, when all the instruments will sing, everyone shall bow before this big image. I don't know how many they were there. I reckon they were thousands. And just imagine, when you see a few hundreds, I've been in a meeting with a few hundreds, and I was amazed about the voice, about the multitude. Maybe you've been in a meeting with thousands of people, but they were more than 1,000 people. Maybe 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Who knows? Because there were many nations in Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar said, everyone shall bow before this image. There were three Jewish guys. They didn't bow their knees. They stood up, and maybe someone said, hey, are you crazy? They are going to kill you. Because they made a furnace full with fire. If anyone wouldn't bow down, he would be thrown in that furnace fire and burn alive. They stood up. Somebody, I don't think the king saw them. Maybe they were far away. Because he says that some people went to the king and said, you know that Jewish people, you might have to your work or to your job, to your, I don't know, school, someone who will whisper, I don't know, something bad about you. Did you see him? Did you see her? She's not doing like us. He's not walking like us. He's not, or she's not speaking like us. She's not dressing like us. All people are doing like that. Did you see them? They don't want to bow down. And King called them. Hey, come on. What are you doing here? Did you hear? Did you understood my language? You all bow down. Do you figure the picture? All need to do something. Oh, it's something similar these days. Everyone needs to do something. Are you going to bow before what they are saying? Or are you going to stay straight for God? You know, this guy said, well, maybe someone pulled his sleeve, their sleeve. Bow down. You just bow down with your knees and your heart, you are still worshipping God. Many people, I heard in Ceausescu time, in a communist time back in my country, we do what they say, but we in our heart, we follow Lord Jesus Christ. No, no, no. It's not like that. You need to prove what you have inside that you are living outside. And some people the king called them. Do you think that it was easy for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walking to the king? I'm going to make the fire how many times? 7 times much hot than now. Just to scare them. As we are reading in Daniel, we think that it was just like that. The tip of finger, he just put some fire over there and make... No, 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 that took time, my dear friend. Because they had to bring woods, to put in the furnace and to take time to burn all that fire, all that wood. That took time. You know what I'm going now? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had could have a brain problem. They could think, whoa, he is really doing that. He is really, really increasing the fire there. It might be, something that scares me. No, it doesn't say like that. The scripture said, you heard well, king. We are not going to bow down because our God is really so much powerful that He can take us out and protect from the fire. And if He is not going to do that, even though we are not going to bow, that makes someone crazy. Someone who is in power. That stirs someone's pride. Oh, he is not doing what I told. Come on, I will show you off. And they increase the fire. They tied them and throw them in the furnace fire. You know what has happened with those who throw them in the furnace fire? They were burned. So powerful fire it was. And I don't know. I think the king had a huge curiosity and looking to see how they are melting and burning down. And finally, he saw not three, but four people walking. How did they walk? Free. They weren't tied anymore. Even though they were thrown tied on the legs and hands with their clothes, they throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fire. But you know what he says in Isaiah 43, chapter 2? If you will be in the fire, I will be with you. If you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. Are you going through deep waters? Don't forget that God split the sea, the Red Sea for Moses. He is going to go with you through the water, to the deep or shallow water. Doesn't matter how much. If you will be in the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it is a great testimony for you and for me. Didn't we throw three people over there? Yes, sir. Yes, king. Oh, but I see four. And the fourth one looks like a son of God. Something like that. It is not from this world. Lord Jesus Christ was with them in the furnace fire. You see? Because they didn't give up. What if they would give up? Would be this written down for us? No way. We wouldn't know about them. Their names wouldn't be named in the Bible. Nobody will know that they were in Babylon as a slave over there. But because they didn't bow, somebody noticed. I don't want to keep you so long. It is so much here. When they were taken off, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out, please. They were afraid to approach that one because they saw what was happening with those who threw them. Come by yourself, come. And I think, I like to imagine, you know, that they were before the king and he started to smell, to sniff them. Because it's written, they even didn't smell as smoke. Can you imagine? They didn't even smell as smoke. When those were burned out, they had no smoke on them. And the hair from the head wasn't touched. I will tell you, it was something touched. Even the clothes, it wasn't touched. Do you know what was touched by the fire from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It was everything that held them tight. Because they were loose. The fire burned every chain. The God's fire will break every tie that is tying you up. All the iniquity, all the anxiety, all the pain, all the if you are afraid, all the these things, He's going to burn out if you go with God through the fire. you will get out stronger. You will get out free, loose of all these fleshly things that somehow tied you up. You will have something to tell to the people. Well, everyone had to bow before the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego then, because the king said that. Don't forget about Daniel. He was in a lion's den. What was happened? I'm not going too much in this, but just to remind you, it wasn't just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was Daniel. Think about David. David said, if I'll go through the valley shadow of the death, I'm not afraid because you are with me. When you are with God through the valley of the shadow of death, you will be shining. You will be empowered. Don't ask God, God, please take this away from me. Escape me. Release me from my things, from my problems. No, ask Him to come with you into your problem. Lord Jesus Christ, He just spoke with them. Don't be afraid. It is I. It is I. And then they let Him to come in the boat. Until He got in the boat, the wind was still blowing. Because He says here, when He got in the boat, the wind fell. The wind stopped when Lord Jesus Christ will come in your boat. When Lord Jesus Christ will come in your situation, your problems will vanish away because He is the mighty God. Just remember about Joseph. He was the chosen one. God gave him dreams. He had some vision that all the family will bow before him. And when he went helping his father and helping his brothers, when he went with the food to them, they said, oh, look, the dreamer is coming. Let's kill him. And they took him and put in the pit. Have you ever been in a pit? And in those days, in that area, I can tell you, they had to dig very, very, very deep to get water. Well, praise the Lord, that pit, it was dry. It wasn't with water. I've been in a pit like 7 meters down, and when you look up, you just see a little circle and very much dark. I can imagine that Joseph was the same way. God, why I am here? Why did you allow this? Down in the pit, from that vision, from that dreams that you gave me, you allowed me, my brethren, my family, exactly, which I thought it is the most good, close friend. He or she is doing this to me. You don't know what God it is up to. You don't know what God has in mind. Just call Him in that pit. It doesn't write in the Bible that Joseph, he complained. No, no, no. Oh, they throw a rope and he said, they are taking me up. Oh, thank you, Lord. A little bit of release. They are taking. Finally, maybe they changed their mind. No, they didn't change, Joseph. They sell you as a slave in Egypt. Away from my family. Away from my lovely dad. Away from my homeland. As a slave. From the one that dreamt. From the one that supplied with food his brothers, to be a slave. But you know, if you read over there, we don't have enough time. The time it is against me. If you read over there, you know what he's reading. God was with Joseph. God was with him. Why? Because Joseph invited God. God, come with me. They tied me up. They sold me as a slave. And God gave favor to Joseph. And he was sold to the highest rank officer in Egypt, Potiphar, yes? Potiphar. And Potiphar, he says a little bit farther down the scripture, he says, and his master saw that God was with Joseph. Wow. Noticeable, yes? does people around me notice that God is with me? It's very important. The people that I have around me, my family, my friends, my co-workers or colleagues from the school, do they know that I am a Christian and the Father it is with me? Do they know that I have Lord Jesus Christ in my life? If not, there is a problem. Call Lord Jesus Christ in your life and let people know that God is with you. If you will go through the fire, fire doesn't touch you. If you will go through the water doesn't drown you. Yes? Just call Him. We have hundreds and hundreds examples like this. And you know what? That wasn't sufficient. Just to make the cherry on the cake, as we say, Joseph was false accused, and he had to go for quite a few years in prison. But exactly when he says that Joseph was thrown in the prison, he says immediately, God was with Joseph. If you are going in a prison, if you are going in a trouble, if you are going in a deep water, don't let God out. Take Him with you in a prison. Take Him with you wherever you are going. God, don't let me here alone. I want to invite You in my life. Not my will. Because my will it is, I'm wrongly abused. I need a judge. Hello? Can someone hear me? I haven't done that. They wrongly accused me. No. Let God be your judge. Let God to be with you in your situation. Not long. Well, quite a few years. Some people, they say that he was 14 years in Egypt as a slave. And at least 4 years he was in prison. Imagine that you are going one day in prison. Imagine you are going 1 month in prison. Imagine you are going 1 year in prison. Eating the same food, doing hard work, and whatever they are doing in a prison. Maybe you might think, oh, maybe God forgot about me. 1 year passed. They are celebrating New Year Eve, Christmas time, whatever they are doing up there, outside. I'm here inside, in my cell, in my problem, in my situation. Nobody knows what I'm going through. God maybe forgot about me. No, my dear friend. God didn't forget about you. He wants you to grow. And He wants you to glow. He wants you to be bright. Don't forget. Don't lose your... Be a good courage. Lord Jesus Christ told them, be a good courage. Whoa, what that means. You know, after a while, 4 years, 5 years, however, Joseph became the prime minister of Israel, of Egypt. Prime minister. And the Pharaoh has so much confidence in Joseph that he said, I will give you even my family, even my wife, because I know you were wrongly accused and wrongly thrown in a prison. So, it is higher than you. But everyone else, even my family, even my wife, it is under you. You are above them. You are going to do whatever God will tell you. So much high. If you want to go there, you need to go with Lord Jesus Christ before. And He will let you go. You know, many times we might say, God, escape me from here. Take the pain. No, come with me. You know, Lord Jesus Christ, what He said? When He was in the garden, He said, Father, take this cup away from me. But not my will. Not my will. But Your will be done. Am I willing to do God's will? Am I willing to let God and let go? If you want to be bright, if you want to shine like a diamond, if you want to shine like a diamond. You know, I saw somebody came a few years ago. He came with a diamond from Africa. I was in Leyton, and he showed me a real pure diamond. Unclean. It was the normal diamond that they are collecting from the bottom of the river. You wouldn't say that's a diamond. And I thought it is fake. Well, the first time when I saw it, I thought, I don't think this is a diamond. He said, no, Dana, this is diamond. Let me show you one which is done in the lab. Yes? And when he showed me, he said, this is... And when he took something and took a little bit, scrub a little bit, the diamond started to shine. You need to be worked out to shine like a diamond. God wants to do His work in you because He has great things for you. Lord Jesus Christ, after He died, after He gave up His will, He says in Isaiah, He will... I need to read this because I don't remember. He will be very... Isaiah 53, let me read this please, because I want to read exactly how it is written. He shall see of the fruits of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He is satisfied now because he sees so many people coming to him. Are you willing to invite him in your life? Did you invite him in your life? Do you have Jesus in your heart? If you don't, my dear friend, don't hesitate to call him and tell him, Lord Jesus Christ, come in my life. You died on that cross for me. You shed your blood, your precious holy blood for me. You gave your life. You gave your body as a sacrifice, as atonement for my sin. Please forgive me. Because I kept you so much time. You remember, I quote the Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Behold, I stand on the door and knock. Can you hear Him calling you? Accept Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry? Chapter 3, verse 20. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Thank you for correcting. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. I felt there's something wrong here. He is waiting, and as that Him said, willing, and He wants you to be saved. Give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow. The day of tomorrow will take you nowhere, and we don't know if we will live till tomorrow. If we live, we need to praise the Lord. But give your life. I gave my life when I was 11 years old, and I said, I'm sad because I gave my life when I was 11. I should give a little bit earlier. 11 years I let my Lord Jesus Christ out from my door. 11 years I didn't bother that He is knocking to my heart door. 11 years I let Him coming again and passing by every single time when I had some situation. Would you open your heart to Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Will you say, Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry I left you so many years outside. Come into my life and make me the person that you want me to be. For His name's sake, amen.
Amen. Amen.